This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Guys, it is another installment in the New Year, New You series that's running the whole month of January. And today we're going to focus on fitness. And if you've been listening to the other show so far this month, then you know that I don't really believe in New Year, New You and New Year's resolutions, because let's face the facts. At this point, many of you guys have already bailed. You've bailed. You're done. You're over it. And you know what? That's okay. That is more than okay. And so I figured, I'm like, you know what? There is some things in life that we want to work on and better ourselves with. And one of those things is fitness. And who cares if you start in January, February, June, November? If it's something you want to do for yourself and your health, then it's something you can start at any time. And I thought, you know what, if we're going to talk fitness, I'm going to bring the best of the best on. And of course, I'm talking about coach, personal trainer, Turkish god. I'm going to just say it. Darren Cartel from the UK. Darren, oh, content creator too, podcaster. I don't know. What else does this guy do? Darren, what else do you do?
I don't know. With that intro, I feel like I can take over the world. So if I'm being honest, I can do anything and everything at any time, at any place. So I'm down for whatever.
There you go. So, Darren, I want to ask you, New Year, New You. What do you think about that?
Okay, I think New Year, best version of you, is probably a better angle to look at things, is the first thing. I think the second thing is, I think it's a good initiative to get people moving, hopefully towards the right track, and it's something people do year in and year out. But I think people tend to mess things up when it comes to the New Year, new me sort of hype, because instead of doing kind of like the boring things and the really basic things, people jump the gun too quickly and go 0 to 100 like your boy Drake, too fast, instead of taking things nice and slow. You know, instead of going from, hey, this year I'm going to start training twice a week or 3 days a week, they end up going, you know what, I'm going to go hard, I'm going to do 5 days a week, 6 days a week, when you don't even go outside for a walk. So you're kind of setting unrealistic goals, which ends up people with kind of an unrealistic structure that tends to fail. That's what usually happens with New Year, New Me, unless it's done properly. And when it's done properly, the New Year, New Me isn't really even a conversation. It's just living, you know, it's just you're training, you're breathing, you're eating, you're moving, you know. So for me, my opinion is, it's good to start off with it as long as you do it the right way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Because a lot of people, like you said, will come out of the floodgates. They're like, oh, January 1st, this is it. New Year's resolution. I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to go get my membership. I'm going to be there 24/7. I'm going to go hard. And it's just unrealistic and something that you can't maintain. It's a lifestyle you cannot maintain, especially like you said, when people don't even start to make those small movements in their life, like go for a walk. Park the car a little bit further at the mall, or at the grocery store. I want to start off with this too. You've got something that has always stayed in my head, and it's something that you've always said, and I've been following you on social media for a really long time, and it's knead up 24/7.
Yeah.
So let's start with knead up 24. What is knead up 24/7? And why would that be a good way to start?
Okay, so if I'm being honest, like, a lot of people don't realize how much energy is burnt throughout doing just your general activities throughout the day, whether that's your doing your washing, doing your cooking, walking to the bus stop, you know, just general activity. Even people probably can't see me, but even me with my hands moving around as I'm speaking is what we call NEATs. Now, NEAT is the scientific term of it, which means non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is a fancy word that makes me sound a lot smarter than I am, if I'm being honest. And 24/7 means obviously 24/7. So the NEAT concept itself is a scientific term that I thought I can potentially make this a fun trend to show people the simplicity of burning calories without having to exercise. Because I think a lot of people's struggles and stresses come from the pressure of number one, knowing how to exercise and train. And number two, so a lot of people are actually very intimidated by going to the gym, you know? So I thought, let me simplify this as much as possible. And I broke it down to general activity because throughout your day, you have what you call your TDE, which is your total daily energy expenditure. And throughout that, you have your BMR, which is your basal metabolic rate. You have your NEAT, which is your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And you have your EAT, which is your exercise activity thermogenesis. And then you have your thermic effect of feeding, which is pretty much the calories that you burn when you're from the foods that you eat.
I hope
Now,
everyone at home is taking notes.
yeah, so like that sort of stuff, it sounds very scientific, and I'll simplify it the best way as I can. All of that just means the total energy that you burn and the bracket of your general activity compared to your planned exercise, i.e., going to the gym and training, the calories that you burn is actually more than your exercise that is planned. So your general activity burns more calories than what you would burn in the gym, which is something people are not aware of. So I was like, I just had a bit of fun with it in 2018. I was like, yo guys, what's going on? I'm getting my knee up 24/7. I'm literally just like walking to the bus stop, or like I'm like tapping my feet while I'm taking a shit. Like just like I just mix things up and kind of showed people how they can simplify just general activity and move. And it's crazy, you go over like 100,000 hashtags on Instagram, millions of views on TikTok and YouTube, and the whole movement itself that really simplified fat loss to a lot of like I helped people lose 10, 20 kilos by not going to the gym and just moving more, you know. So it worked out quite well. And for anyone that's listening now in Canada, listen, it is as easy as the more energy that you burn, and kind of less you eat, you will end up losing a lot of body fat. It's just calculating those variables in a sensible way that will make things sustainable and have longevity in the things that you do. You know, that is the major difference. You don't have to necessarily torture yourself in training or hate your life while dieting. Any personal trainer that you have, and no offense, in Canada and America, I've seen some of the trainers, man. They're fully extreme. They're fully extreme with, okay, guys, let's go, man. We're gonna be doing this today. I'm like, calm down, brother. Why don't we just go for a walk with 120 kilo Caroline that can't even go to the gym? Why don't we just take her for a walk and tell her to cut out with the barbecue sauce to begin with? All right, instead of going extreme. So that's the kind of angle that I went with that, and it did very well.
I love it. I used to it actually motivated me during that that need up the hype to walk more, to move more. And I still keep those things in as a part of my daily life and activity and lifestyle. I used to get my kids into it where they would walk around and they'd be like need up 24/7, and we'd walk to school, pick them up, go for a walk around the block, do little things, like I said, even park the car a little bit further when we're out. Just
Yes.
moving more. And I think that that's a huge thing that a lot of people, when they want to get into fitness, they skip that step. They skip doing those little steps that are crucial that can make a difference. Because like you said, we tend to forget that, and we think that all that matters is that half an hour to an hour or however long that you're actually in the gym training, when that is actually a small part of
Yeah.
the movement we do throughout our entire day.
Yeah,
You
yeah, yeah.
know?
So a lot of the time when people focus on their training so much, and I get it, like training can be fun and it should be fun, and I think it should be like an essential part of your life if you want a long, healthy life, happy life, I think. But people forget that the hour that you're spending in the gym is only an hour out of the 24 hours that you have in the day, which means you have another 23 hours where you should be kind of sensible, you know, which means why it's very important for most people to focus on the 23 hours a day instead of the hour of the day more. It makes more sense to focus on those things, i.e., sleep well, make good choices with your food, Make your plate colorful. You know, don't go into crazy extremes. You don't need to. It's unrealistic. And in the gym, all I ask, like what I tell my clients, is guys, I'm not asking for much here. I just want you to train 3 to 4 hours a week. And the rest I want you to focus on the stuff outside. You know, so and I think with that sort of angle of coaching, I've always noticed a general population, the mums at home, the dads, people that work, people that have 9 to 5s, they put too much pressure on themselves thinking that they need to be in some certain shape because society has made them feel like they need to be in some certain shape. And at the end of the day, you don't get paid to look good. So why don't you sit down and chill? Is what I would say. So like, you know, so that's what I would say to them. Even myself, like I need to be in some sort of what healthy, good shape or whatever. But like I don't get paid to look good. I get paid to coach people. So it people got to really prioritize what's important and what they need to do instead of comparing themselves to, I don't know, Instagram models or celebrities and whatnot, which I think is a whole other different mental bloody issue that is up a lot of women, if I'm being really honest. Sorry about the
Yes.
swearing.
Hey,
But
it's
yeah.
all good. But you know what, Darren? I'm really glad that you brought that up because we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit because you are very, very vocal when it comes to that sort of stuff on your the content that you put out. And I want everyone at home to hear what you've got to say about that. So don't go anywhere because this is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are talking all things fitness with personal trainer from the UK, coach, podcaster, the man himself, Mr. Darren Cartel. Darren, a lot of good info in the first part of the show. And you mentioned something. You started to talk about social media. Now that's my thing. I'm a content creator. I teach radio and specifically social media when it comes to radio at Humber College here in Toronto. And so when you said that, I was like, yes, let's get into this. Because as a mom, I can speak for the moms out there. They are constantly scrolling through social and you know, the dads as well. They're going through social, but it's more, I find more of a female thing. And they're constantly comparing themselves to the people that they see on social, especially when it comes to body image wise. Now we're talking new year, new you, but we both agree that it's more new year, better version of me. And, and a lot of people, they're turning to social and they're like, but why don't I look like that person? Or that's my goal, to look like that person. Now let's talk about those people that they're looking at.
Yeah. So I guess a lot of time people, I think a lot of people compare themselves to others is because I think a lot of time people are, they feel like there's too much pressure to look a certain way for whatever reason that is. And I think sometimes a lot of people focus on those things, maybe because they're not really happy with themselves at that moment of time, and maybe they're not in a good place mentally. But I think there's like a lot of pressure from society to look like a certain way. And I think women get probably the most negative backlash from that and really kind of causes more trouble with women than I think it does for men, if I'm being really honest. And the only reason I say that is because I've coached thousands of people, and majority of the women that I train, a lot of the, let's say, issues that I get, everyone wants to look a certain way, but they don't focus on how they're feeling. And what people don't realize is if you're feeling good, the things that you do from feeling good actually end up transforming your body into what you probably originally wanted anyway. You know, but I guess with social media, there's such a unauthentic, fake load of content that is exposed to general population so much that general people, normal people, feel the pressure of having to look a certain way when you don't have to. And the second thing is, majority of people that they're watching, they're not actually seeing the real versions of those people. I.e., you can be looking at someone in the most amazing shape. You can be looking at someone that's got the most nicest handbags and the fanciest cars, five-star hotels, business class flights, private jets, celebrity boyfriend, celebrity girlfriend, and they're probably not even happy, you know? So it's always, I guess it's that thing of like the grass is kind of always green on the other side sort of talk. Whereas, but I think a lot of time there's too much pressure, more pressure on women to look a certain way. And I think a lot of pressure comes from other women more so than men.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's
I don't know.
So it's so true. Like, before Christmas, you posted a reel and you often will take clips of different content you come across. And yeah. It was a girl in a bikini and she was a fit girl. She was fit.
Yeah.
And she literally, like, you could tell she was just like, you know, expanding her belly. And she's like, oh, look at me. I'm all like bloated. And you just were like, come on. Like, how do you do that to the women that are watching you? What kind of message are you putting out there? That's, you know, you're skinny. You're talking to women who have had children, who pushed out babies, multiple babies, some of them. I myself have had 3 C-sections. Guess what? My body ain't the same anymore.
No, you're right. I mean, no one's, what people got to realize is that no one's body is the same. Each day we get older. Like, the sooner people accept that, the easier it's going to be. And as we get older, things get a little bit more difficult. So when a lot of women are like, and I get this as well, a lot when, hey, Darren, when I was 25, I was this. I'm like, well, listen, Sharon, you're not fucking 25 anymore. You know what I mean? You're 40, all right? You've gone through some shit, all right? Mentally and physically. So let's not try to be that 25-year-old version of yourself because we can't travel back in time, you know? But what we can do is we can accept whatever has happened has happened. And we can do our best to become a better version of ourselves today and moving forward instead of focusing and wasting so much energy on what has happened in the past that has created like today. You know what I mean? So that's also another thing I guess people focus on that they really shouldn't. They shouldn't waste any time or energy to it.
Yeah, the past is in the past. The future is unknown. All we have is this moment right now, the present moment. So let's make the most of it. But I'm so happy that you brought up social, and I have to, like, I know what it's like being a woman, and I'm constantly on social media, like I said, because I'm a content creator, right? So I'm constantly scrolling through and I come across a lot of stuff, and sometimes it does get to me, right? But as a guy, and for our dads listening out there, I don't know, do guys get that same pressure?
I feel like, you know what, guys, I think majority of guys, what I've noticed is what guys look at is they admire a guy's success more than how they look. I think they admire their success. I think they admire their presence. They admire what they have access to. They admire what watch they wear and potentially what car they drive, right? Ooh. More so than like the physical aspect of things, you know, because I think it's more so what guys like is they want to be someone. They want to be something. They want to be seen as someone special, because I think the sad truth as well is like a lot of women are also battling for that 1% guy, you know? So therefore, if you're that top dog, you have a lot of options. Whereas sometimes other men want to be like that. So they can not only have access to that, but like, I guess, admire to be as successful. Whereas I see women, they're always comparing their bodies. They want to look like an influencer, a celebrity, or their best friend. I don't know. It's crazy because a lot of people just don't accept, like, you're genetically so different. You're different from one another. Like, there's a reason your face looks different. You know, so
it's so true.
It's a waste of time.
It's so true. And a lot of people don't realize that a lot of it is hereditary and genetics. And that plays a really big part. If you look at people like in the US versus Africa versus the UK versus Australia or, you know, Turkey, you're going to find that everyone looks different and their bodies are different. So I'm glad that you brought that up as well. And it's so interesting to see the difference between how women compare themselves on social to the way guys do. And to hear you even say, and when you did that reel, for you to like just pull apart that piece of content that you found of this girl in a bikini, you know, saying like, okay, look at me, you know, I'm so fat today or whatever, which she really was not fat at all. And it was just like, you're like, do you realize what you're doing to women out there? To hear that coming from a guy, I have to say, thank you. Thank you for putting out that piece of content. Thank you for, you know, vocalizing and communicating that, because I think a lot of women also get this pressure. Yes. From women, other women out there. But we think that we need to look a certain way for men, and that that is something that's important to them, when in reality, yes, there's some guys, you know, that
of
is,
course,
but
the
right guys, not necessarily, right?
Question is, I'm assuming a lot of mums listen to this, right?
Yeah.
So I think what I think a lot of you guys should remember, anyone that's like listening to this, is a lot of your insecurities that you're worrying about is majority, 95-99% of people seeing you are probably not even seeing those things that you're probably worried about. So it's probably yourself that's actually really focusing on something that no one else really cares about, or no one else really sees, until you actually bring it up yourself and draw more unnecessary attention to it. That's one thing. The other thing is, I don't think there's, for me personally, like, I'm a pretty family guy, I don't think there's anything more special than being a mother or a father. So like, what you have compared to some influencer celebrity person at home getting free meals and free clothes, honestly, what you have, I think, is 1,000 times cooler and sexier than me seeing some skinny influencer getting in a bikini or whatever and faking her belly being having rolls and that, you know. So I think you guys should really remind yourself of that when you are comparing yourself to these clowns, I should say.
I love it. And yeah, please share that message. And I'm glad that you did say that for everyone listening at home, the moms and the dads, because it's really important. And how we live our lives and trying to be the best version of ourselves and be happy and healthy only acts as like a positive in the roles of, like, in the lives, I should say, of our kids. You know, they look up to us and they see all that stuff. So really, what are we putting out there? What are they looking at when they see mom or dad trying to be like someone just because they saw them on social media and they think that they've got the best life? So thank you for saying that. And it's funny because, you know, we're talking about fitness and we're talking about society and how society portrays people and the pressures and the stresses that go along with it in social media. But Darren, I want to ask you this too. You have all kinds of clients. You've got clients that you train in person, correct? And you've got clients that you virtually train. Right?
Yeah. So not as much face-to-face anymore, but majority, like, all of them really online, actually, now.
Okay. So when is skinny always healthy?
Not necessarily, no. I know a lot of really skinny, what people would assume that look good or look healthy, do nothing but drink alcohol and do drugs. So not really, no. No, not really. I wouldn't say skinny is healthy at all. I think being healthy is being balanced out, not only mentally, but physically too, which means not only being able to train, move, but also most importantly, being happy. And again, like I said before, a lot of times the people that they see on social media where they're living their best life and posting all this materialistic shit, they're nowhere near as happy as what some of the viewers might think. And no, skinny is definitely not healthy in my eyes. No, I don't think so.
See, I think that is something else that a lot of people don't really pay attention to. Like, you know, I'll use myself as an example. For those of you guys that follow me on social media, you know that I've been kickboxing with a 9-round Maple, shout out to Louie and my 9-round fam, for over 5 years now. And if you see me, I'm not a size 2. I've, you know, 3 kids and I've got meat on my bones, you know, I got a belly. And, but I, if you like brought someone in there that's never trained and, you know, wants to go to bat with me, I could blow them out of the water. Right.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
So that's something I'm glad that we mentioned that too, because I think it's really, really important that we always focus on physical looks. And that doesn't necessarily mean that that person is healthy or, like you said, or even happy. We are talking all things fitness, health, and everything in between with Darren Kartell, UK personal trainer and coach. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and we've got Darren Kartell on the show tonight. Guys, I'm really excited about this because he is one of my favorite content creators, someone I've been following for a really long time. If you're unfamiliar with him, let me tell you, he is a UK personal trainer. He's a coach. And I like to call him a Greek god. Funny as hell, too. And super, super knowledgeable. Darren, honestly, like, your stuff that you put out is so real. It's authentic. It is what we need more of, especially when it comes to that fitness world. And, you know, wanting, if people want to live like a healthy life, you don't, like, or I should say, you call bullshit on all the crap out there. And you tell it like it really is.
Yeah, I mean, I try to have fun with it, you know, so I just feel like a lot of time on social media, a lot of people, there's too much technicalities when like being healthy and fit is actually quite simple. And, you know, it's just the simple things that people shouldn't avoid to really maximize being healthy and happy. By the way, every time you intro me, you hype me up so much. One of my friends is at my house and when they walk past, they're like, oh, my God. Who is this guy? Who is this Darren? You know, so thank you. I appreciate that. My ego is growing.
I hope you can get out your door after.
No. It's all good. It's all good. Nice. I think it's the first radio I've done in Canada, so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Oh yay! I'm super excited about that. Yeah. But Darren, I gotta say, like, honestly, you keep it real, and you call BS on a lot of stuff. You look at content creators out there and you're like, guess what? That tea that they're trying to sell you is BS. This diet is a fad. And yeah. You break it down. When you say simple, you mean simple. You're like, it is exercise, burned calories versus the food that's coming in.
Yeah. I think if I'm being honest, from like the times I've traveled to like America, and I know there's similarities between America and Canada, is mm-hmm. what I see very well is what I guess America's
we're better though. Let's just put
I've
it
out
there.
I've heard that. But I've what I've seen is like the advertising you guys have on that part of the world with some utter bullshit is incredible. Mm-hmm. And what I've also seen is I actually think a lot of people on that side of the world are very uneducated on general health and very basic things, i.e. If I want to lose fat, I need to not eat carbs. I need to not eat this. I need to just do cardio. I need to do that. There's actually quite a lack of education there. And I think if people pay a little bit more attention to detail with the people they actually watch online, I think you'll generally be a lot better for those individuals. Even I think it's really important who you follow on social media. So like social media, especially now with fitness, is very saturated. And every other person wants to be a creator. Every other person wants to sell something online. And every other person thinks they're good at what they do because all they do is post a picture with their shirt off. And if they look good physically, people think they assume they're good at coaching. So it's really important for your audience, especially mums, to pay attention to who they're following. Either they need to be making you laugh, they need to be educating you or making you smile. If it doesn't do any of that, then don't waste your energy on watching these people. It's not going to benefit you mentally or physically.
Yeah, it's so true. And a lot of people like miss the boat on all of that. Miss the boat on all of that. And that's why like, I'm gonna tell everyone, you got to go follow Darren if you don't already, because he does all of those things. He will make you laugh. He will make you smile and he will educate you like you cannot believe when it comes to that world of fitness. I should even say like even life lessons, you know? So yeah, it is like, so fitness and health and losing weight. A lot of people, yes, right now it's the hype. It's January, you know, and it's like all this pressure from society. It's that New Year's resolution garbage, you know what I mean? Which we said earlier, it's like, forget about New Year, new you. It's new year, new and improved me. It is a lot more simpler than we think. It's not about getting on a diet. It's not about cutting out carbs. It's having everything in moderation. But let's talk a little bit about that, you know, what we are, the calories we're burning versus what's coming in. Is it that simple?
Yeah. So what I would say to anyone that's listening and what they could take away from this is, so everything is a form of energy, right? Whether it's you moving, whether it's you eating, whether it's you dancing, whatever you're doing, it's some form of energy, right? And once people understand the amount of energy that they're expending and that they're actually eating, is they're going to have a better understanding of how to manage their health and well-being, right? From a physical standpoint. So for example, I advocate people to count calories initially when they begin, say my program that I do, only so they can really educate themselves of exactly what they're eating and actually knowing what's on their plate. And the easiest way to learn about that is by counting calories. After a while, once you count your calories and understand exactly what you're eating, how much you're eating, and is that going well with what you're doing, expending physically, i.e. training or whatever, if it's working out, great. If it's not, then we change things up. But yes, it really is as simple as that. What's not simple and complex is human behavior. And us humans, what we like to do is we like to overcomplicate things to not do the simple thing that requires discipline. So therefore, wake up in the morning, go for a walk, go train, do that every single day. No one has got fat from eating salads and chicken. All right. So therefore, there's no need to complicate with this diet or put that powder in here and do this and take this and make sure you eat 2 hours before you train and 2 hours after. Just eat a certain amount, move a certain amount, and enjoy what you're doing. And that's going to be the best way for you to stay consistent with those things. And the more you complicate it, the harder it's going to become. And yeah, so yeah, that's really it, I think.
It is a simple thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
And like you said, it's human behavior and it's us that is making it more complicated than it really is. We are talking fitness, we're talking health, we're talking new year, improved and better you on the show. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
Listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. We got Darren Cartel joining us tonight. Guys, he is a personal trainer from the UK. He's a coach. He's a podcaster. And I'm saying it because I like to see him, like, you know, blush up on Zoom. Turkish god.
It's all right, it's not a problem, it's fine, it's all right. You compared me to a god, so I'll take it.
What else can we call you? I don't know.
I'm happy with
all of the above.
All of the above. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah,
all of the above. God, he's an amazing content creator too. And we were just talking about that off the air, talking about stuff that he's doing, things that we can see coming up on social media. You know, we've been talking a lot about fitness and that it is really simple. And that's the kind of stuff that he puts out on social, that we do overthink these things, that it is as easy as moving your body in the simple ways that, you know, we really don't even think of as exercise. But if we go back to what we were talking about earlier in the show, that need up 24/7, it's those little things that make a difference in our lives. It's those walks. It's doing the laundry. and carrying up that laundry basket from one place in the house up the stairs to the bedrooms or wherever it may be. It's dancing. It is just, you know, having fun and not realizing that all those little movements make a big difference in our lives. And so if January is something that you're just like, you know, I want a new and improved me, you need to pay attention to those little things, because I always say it too, it's the little things that matter. And I think that that goes for anything in life. It's the little things that matter. So Darren, if someone were to come to you and say, Darren, you know what? I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. What do I do? I've never worked out, but I have some extra pounds that I want to get rid of. I just don't feel good. Where do we start?
This is where you start. You go on my website, you pay me, and then I'll sort it out for you. That's how simple it is. Basically.
I need to just pipe in a second. I have seen results. He actually, just the other day, posted someone who dropped 20 kilos on his stories. So it's not BS. Okay, continue on.
Nice. I think what I'll do is, so for anyone that wants to start from the very beginning, I think people have to start paying attention. Like I mentioned before, like the boring stuff where they think that there isn't much impact. So for example, people think if they need to see some level of progress, they need to be working ridiculously hard, right? And yeah, there's points where you have to train hard and you have to be sweating and exhausted and however you want to, I guess, describe it. But it really starts off with as simple as the foundations, which is 8 hours sleep, eating 3 meals a day. All right. And doing that consistently over a long period of time, then introducing 2-3 days a week of training, but simple things that don't require a lot of stress, that don't require a lot of thinking from your end. So what I do as a coach is I speak to you individually, whoever you are, in a way that you understand. Now, although I'm speaking English and everyone in Canada and in America understands what I'm saying, but there's a coaching language where you need to hear certain things at a certain time and in a certain way for you to understand. And one of the issues is the communication problem between most coaches and other individuals are not very good. Therefore, for them to get a complex message to you in an understanding way can be quite difficult, which makes me a lot more different to other people, because I can tell you how you need to hear it at that specific time, because I'll be able to pick up pretty much how you're feeling at that moment of time to either give you tough love or empathy. And that is the most important thing. And a lot of people as a coach and whatever program that you're doing is reading into how you are on that day and what you can do on that day is very important. For example, when we're starting off a new program, again, it's January. Everyone's going hard, especially you ladies listening to this. 4 weeks, you're going hard. Boom. You forget that you have a period, right? And you forget at that moment of your menstrual cycle that there's a lot of things that you probably don't even fully understand. This is why women have to be like their own best scientist, right? You need to be able to track all of these things. You might not even know that your strength may go from 100% drop by 40 to 50% on your back squat. You may not understand that your motor skills may go out the way. You probably don't understand why you're so emotional at that moment of time and that you can't even crawl out of bed to get a bloody gym session in, and you're too busy in bed having a bar of chocolate, and then the next minute you're so stressed about you gaining weight, and then you go into a bowl of ice cream and you have no idea what you're doing. This is why people in Canada need me, so I can explain to you in a way that you understand. And it's important that women especially show empathy to themselves at these moments and don't crash and burn, which is probably one of the main reasons people mess up with diets, you know, is because they crash and burn, you know? So if you want to start, the simplest way to start and the best way to start is honestly to track things back and start from the very bottom and don't even, and again, when I mean bottom, I'm talking about sleep. I'm talking about eating 3 meals a day. I'm talking
about basics.
It's just basics. Honestly, it is. If you look at the top level athletes, if you look at the strongest people in the world, they do the basics over and over again and just overload over time to get stronger, to get fitter, to get healthier. That is all it is. There is nothing complex. Anything complex is another tip for you guys. if you hear people online overcomplicating specific things, training, fitness, anything, is because they're doing it to sound smart. They're doing it to confuse you. Because the truth is, guys, with simplicity, there isn't much money. All right. There's not much money in me telling you to go for a walk and losing weight. I don't really make money from that, do I? No. So people like to overcomplicate things, making you think you need a lot more than you do. All right. So hopefully, me being honest, you can come to me and I'll coach you.
I love it. I love it because it is honest and it is the truth. There's nothing complicated about it. And Darren, if people want to find you, what is the website they can find you at?
Okay. So if you want to look for like my coaching, if you want to be involved in my coaching, you can literally search progress247.net. The other thing is you can just Google Darren Kartel. It's Kartel, K-A-R-T-A-L, not the drug cartel. It's a Turkish surname. And it's the same on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify podcast, if you search my name, and TikTok. If you search my name, I will be the only 6 foot Turkish handsome guy with a short beard that has good chat. Thank you guys very much for listening. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Guys, go follow him. Trust me. He will make you laugh. He will make you smile. He will educate you and inform you in what you need to know. And if you're looking to start some kind of health or fitness journey, he is your man and he can do it from the UK, even though you're here in Toronto. You can listen back on our podcast anywhere podcasts are available. But that is it for us. Darren, thank you so much. Sending you love from Toronto all the way to the UK. And we hope that you will join us back on the show sometime soon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. It was good fun. Thank you. Take care, guys.
That is it. We will catch you next week right here on The Parenting Show, guys. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And you've been tuned in to us on 640 Toronto.
Not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.